The Mike O'Mara Show.
I am an odd man who stutters, purrs, coos, squeaks with all the self-confidence of a mayfly.
So long as I'm the president, my measure of success is victory and success.
Thank you, George. Wow. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, 877-365-3636. Barbecue Friday.
Yes.
We invite you to come down to our studios here at 10800 Main Street and cook your meat. Speaking of meat, Buzz, did you happen to notice the... It looked like we may have a pro in the crowd for the Buzz Babes. I don't know.
The incredibly smoking hot woman that I tried to be cool with that was sitting on the stairs.
And you were so cool with her.
Yeah.
Well, no, I... Here's
real
the deal.
Steve McQueen.
I walked by and she was...
Hi!
She was... I think she was speaking to Oscar and I didn't say anything and I walked by and then she said, "Hi, Mike." And I said, "Oh, hi. How are you?" And then I was like, "You gonna be out here? Because we'll talk to you on the radio."
I'll give you a hamburger.
She's just a little hot, but she's affiliated with somebody else on the station,
you gotta
right?
I thought she was affiliated with the Big O and Dukes program the way she was talking to Oscar.
Those bastards!
Well, they're easy to remove, Mike.
All right, without further ado, let's get our very first buzz of the day, and then we'll go outside and have the lighting of the barbecue and maybe chat with that lady if she stays. Please, please stay for a little while.
Give you a hamburger.
Get a cool cloth.
All right, Buzzy, what do you have for us with the very first buzz of the day?
Well, last week, HBO's Bill Maher compared the Catholic Church to the polygamist cult recently raided in Texas, and he said, and I quote, "I'd like to tip off law enforcement to an even larger child-abusing religious cult. Its leader has a compound, and this guy not only operates outside the bounds of the law, but he used to be a Nazi, and he wears funny hats."
Now, Bill Maher, with all due respect, who has a lot of funny things to say and has a very funny show, doesn't realize that Bill Maher is being the kind of bigot that Bill Maher yells about when he is talking about sheer numbers of people in the Catholic Church. I don't doubt for a second, and I really, as a fallen Catholic, I really think it's important to speak up for, on sheer numbers, it's like saying any member of any racial group or any member of any ethnic group, and you make that sweeping generalization, you know? And you do it the same way with the cult. Even with these polygamists, I don't doubt you probably have some very good people that are probably well-meaning within this cult. I don't think that they are all necessarily getting into this cult because they want to have sex with 14-year-old girls. No. I don't necessarily believe that. Mm-hmm. But, Bill Maher likes to dump on the Catholic Church just like you, Buzz.
Well, this time today, angry Catholics, including politicians, are asking for an apology. The head of the Catholic League says he will accept Bill Maher's apology if it comes across as sincere.
As I say that, I have to go on the other side of things and say, Bill Maher is a comedian.
And there's a right to free speech.
Yeah.
But he's making a joke, too. I mean, much as it pisses me off when he says that kind of thing, but, you know, you watch that show as religiously as
well,
I
get
don't,
it.
I don't watch it religiously.
Religiously. Ah. I watch it all.
I watch regularly.
Yes.
God, he doesn't do anything religiously.
He doesn't, of course.
Yes, I do.
I should have known. But don't you think that Bill Maher, part of his show, Real Time with Bill Maher, part of it has that comedy element, but also he tends to pontificate a little bit.
Yeah, it has an edge.
And as we do on this show.
Don't you think this is also what he's looking for?
A little controversy?
Of course.
He's been doing it for years.
He loves it. For years.
An old pro. Mm-hmm. A 5.2 magnitude earthquake centered in Illinois struck parts of the Midwest a little after.
Sometimes a man needs to feel something other than his own touch.
Agreed.
Have you tried switching hands?
I have no idea why I played that, Buzz.
Does it have to do with that girl?
I think the earthquake caused it.
Sure.
Shortly after 4:30 this morning is when it happened. The quake shook parts of at least 11 states. But no major damage or injuries reported. The tremor was felt as far away as Kansas, and a 4.6 aftershock has been reported in Louisville, Kentucky, with smaller aftershocks throughout the day. And Rob has brought us some tape related to the earthquake today. Rob?
This is from WFIE Evansville, Indiana. Let's call them our sister station. But this was during their early morning Good Morning show, and this is actually when the earthquake hit.
Let's listen.
Warm day in the tri-state, but it sounds like some rain is on the way, Byron.
Yes, we're hearing some shaking here. It sounds like we have an earthquake here, so I have to check that out here. I'm just guessing, or maybe we had some brief gusty. Is it an earthquake?
Hey, all right. I give him a little credit.
What was amazing is really all the graphics and everything that were behind him, the green screen, mm-hmm. was shaking. So it really looked much bigger than it actually was.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, for the purposes of dramatization, mm-hmm. I will give you the way I would handle a similar situation.
Oh, okay. Please.
All right. Mike O'Mara Show sitting here talking to my buddy Buzz and... Jesus Christ, we're all going to die.
And then you go running down the stairs.
You guys are here by yourself.
Exactly.
And Buzz goes over and stands in the stairwell.
That's until right. I push him out of the way and I stand in the stairwell.
In the door frame.
Doorway.
All right, the door frame.
Former NBA basketball great Charles Barkley is thinking about adding the title of mayor to his resume.
I want to be mayor.
Barkley, who played 16 seasons as a pro, is thinking about running for mayor in his hometown of Leeds, Alabama.
I hear my opponent wants to slam me. And I just want to say F him and his family, too. I don't have any respect for him.
I love the idea of him in politics.
Can you describe your opponent?
He's terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Well, it's a likely first step toward Barkley's running for governor of Alabama.
The preceding impression was stolen by Frank Caliendo. But from Frank Caliendo, sorry.
A remarkable day in sports yesterday, whether you're a fan or not. As if the Pope at Nationals Park wasn't enough, the Rockies beat the Padres in San Diego after 22 innings.
Don't care.
Both teams. I do.
Mm.
Both
no, you
teams,
don't.
Yes,
no, you
I
don't.
Do.
You're not a
this
is sports fan.
He cared
see,
enough to write it.
Mike, let me explain this to you. Usually a baseball game is only 9 innings.
I know that.
This one went 22. Yeah.
Sometimes it's like only 9, 8, and then a half.
Both teams scored for the
right?
first time. Yeah, I think that's right, Ron.
Both see, teams. Mike, don't you see how incredible this is now?
Hey, the Caps lost, all right?
That's right.
Both the Padres and the Rockies scored for the first time in the 14th inning. It didn't beat the 1993 record of 26 innings, but last night's game lasted 6 hours and 16 minutes. Thank you.
Nice story, Buzz.
In Tokyo, a high school baseball team in Tokyo scored 66 runs, and that was just in the first 2 innings.
Oh, the other team was going, brutal. I am so safe face, feels so bad.
I bet there was a lot of LBIs.
Oh, what is that?
Lund's batted in.
Oh, God.
Baseball, apparently a little faster game in Japan. He'll be here all week. Final score, 66-0. And despite the talk of a possible comeback, the Green Bay Packers say they will retire Brett Favre's number 4 jersey in this year's season opener.
Mm-hmm.
And coming up in your second buzz, a diet that worked, the baked bean diet. Also coming up in the final buzz from Capitol Hill, a serious move to decriminalize weed. I'm Buzz Burbank of the Mike O'Mara Show.
I just chopped it right off. All right, boys, we don't have much time. We've got Judah Friedlander from 30 Rock. He will be coming on the show in the next break. Mm-hmm. Let's get our headphones on. We're going outside
we're going back out.
To have the lighting of the BBQ. All right?
Well, then I have fire for you, gentlemen.
I'll go first. Rob said he brought lighters.
I'll be right behind you, Mike. All right.
Now, Mike, you'll need this for you'll have to hit the safety switch. There you go.
All right, Rob, I'm leaving the studio right now.
Okay, Mike is on his way out. Buzz is on his way out. Here's your light.
All right. There we go.
Matt, the weather holding up.
We are live. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Mike.
Joe, did you bring anything to barbecue?
No, I didn't.
Still hot, Rob.
Thanks, Joe.
I brought this first 10 feet is always tricky.
Okay.
I brought chips and pickles.
Hi, Bear.
And squeeze cheese.
Squeeze cheese. Ooh. Squeeze cheese. Let's chase after CK. We're going to chase you. All right.
Who wants to squeeze the
Who is Oscar from the Big O and Duke Show, who is the unbelievable Turbo Honey on the stairs?
That is one of the Junkies' Junkettes. That's Junkette Kara.
Okay, I directed this at you guys before, but it's directed at them. Those bastards! Thank you. All right.
If you talk to them that way, they won't share.
I've got too many things in my hand right now. Let me just look. I want to look cool. Here, there she is. There she is. Hold on.
We're going to need more time.
Yeah, hold on. I just want to...
More time to look cool?
All right.
That's right.
Let me just come to... Oh, hi. Hi. What's your name?
Junkette Kara.
Junkette Kara. Have you met Mr. Burbank?
No, I have not.
I'm behind you.
He's right in back of you.
Kara, nice to meet you.
Hi,
nice to see you.
Don't forget your board up.
Who?
Me.
Oh, Rob Spiewak right here.
And this is Rob.
Nice to meet you.
Pleasure is mine.
So you're a Junkette?
I sure am.
Your eyes are very pretty. Are they green?
Yes, and they sunburn easily.
Are you familiar with the concept that we have on the show that we're stealing from the Junkies, known as Buzz Babes?
No, not at all.
We're getting our own cheerleaders.
Really?
Yeah, for the show. For the Mike O'Mara Show.
How are you going to find them?
We're going to pay them.
You know, that's a good good method.
We're going to pay them more than the junkies pay.
We thought maybe.
From what I hear, girls are very fond of money.
Very good. There, it's done. Kara, send your resume in. We'll look forward to it.
All right.
My experience.
Don't forget a headshot.
Oh, I forgot my sunglasses. I don't even look mine? Cool. I got the. Are those yours? Let me put on those
either.
Mike, you look like Grace Kelly.
Yes, siree, PerezHilton.com. I love a parade, I do. All right, we're outside. I'm going to give these back to you, Kara.
So Kara's wearing like a crop top and a very, 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 very short jean skirt that couldn't look greater.
I don't think
see,
I can get that
why,
around my thigh.
That's why he's perfect for the Buzz Babes. You see the way he does that description?
Yes, it's right on point.
Don't you think Buzz just exudes sexuality?
Absolutely. I can hardly control myself.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
That was just like,
later.
All right. We're making our way over here.
Hello,
to the...
everybody.
Hi.
Hi, gang.
All right. We're out here in the parking lot here at 10800 Main Street. We urge each and every one of you on your way home from work this afternoon to stop down and enjoy as we cook your meat. Oh, these headphones aren't working for me. Hold on a second. Just a second. Talk amongst yourself.
Mike's headphones aren't working.
What kind of charcoal is this, Rob? I've never seen charcoal like this before.
Looked like little marshmallows in there.
It is a hardwood lump charcoal. From barbecues galore.
All right, there. Now the headphones are working. Everybody that's in the corner, come over here and gather around. Gather around. Oh, wait a minute. There's another. Oh. Excuse me, just one second.
There's another lovely young lady in a yellow dress.
I'm just standing over here in the middle of the parking lot. Hi.
That's right. She's walking away from us.
Hi.
Ma'am?
She's busy texting someone.
Come this way.
Are you a junket, too?
Yes, I am.
Ah.
See, they got a head start.
They do.
And really? A darn good one, too.
Have you heard about the concept that we are stealing from the junkies known as the Buzz Babes?
Nope.
Spread the word.
We're going to pay more. Lots more. Right. Trips, cash, cars.
That's right.
And jewelry. A chance to double your money.
And jewelry. That's right.
Lovely costume jewelry. Lovely turquoise jewelry. Everyone, don't be bashful. Gather around. Come up to the grills.
Come on.
It's going to be an open flame or anything.
Now, do we have anybody in this throng down here? Have any of you actually brought meat? Does anyone? You have meat? I want the people with meat to come up here. All right? And let me just get this thing. I didn't hear that, but it sounded funny.
Kate in the studio, could you play the music in CD number 3? That is our music for the lighting of the grill.
This is the lighting ceremony, ladies and gentlemen. Lighting ceremony. Mike O'Mara is now saturating the lump charcoal with plenty of petroleum product.
Think that's enough, Rob?
No. What you got to do is you got to saturate it.
Rob would like you to pour a gallon of gasoline in there.
Mike, get
Rob
tussin' in there.
I agree with Rob, Buzz. I know you're a little paranoid about the flames here, but I think this is going to be okay.
Get that tussin' get in there, boy.
Now, we're going to do this with the special safety lighter.
Yeah, you got to pull the switch back.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the official ceremonial first of the season lighting of the grill? All right.
Here we go.
I pulled it back.
Okay, good.
All right. Ready? Buzz?
Yes.
Probably not a great idea for you to put your face down just at the moment that I'm putting the lighter on the grill. Let's do this.
It's okay.
Okay. There it goes. Yeah. Unfortunately. Ooh.
There it is.
Ooh, that's hot.
I'm not sure if it took.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's good. Yeah, beep your horn. We got fire. This is good.
Yeah, we did start the fire.
We got a nice. Now, you were concerned earlier, being the barbecue connoisseur that you are. You were worried about taste of the meat. That was your concern.
Well, that's always my concern. We were going to use matchlight charcoal, which is already soaked with lighter fluid. We were going to pour more lighter fluid on top of that and eat hamburgers that tasted like a petroleum fire.
But Rob said that as long as the stuff burns off and it gets like ashen, it's going to be okay.
That's true, and also we're not using the matchlight charcoal.
You want to light this one, Buzz?
Sure, I'd love to.
I just put about a tablespoon on.
I see that.
Okay. Y'all ready to eat some meat?
There are pools of it. There it goes.
Meat.
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 Meat. Yeah, baby.
They're chanting, Charlie.
Oh, I love chanting.
Which is the other grill that has been prepped?
This one over here. Let's see. This is a smaller one. Hey, did we thank Barbecues Galore yet?
Let's thank Barbecues Galore in Sterling, who were kind enough to provide these grills for us.
If you're on your way home from work, we're at 10800 Main Street. We urge you to come down. Bring any meat products, hamburgers, hot dogs, buns, what have you, or whatnot.
Don't say whatnot.
And you can come down here, and we will cook your meat for you. What a perfect way. Now, I have a... Let me say this in the nicest possible way. If you are coming down and you're going to enjoy a beverage, you just can't enjoy that kind of beverage in our parking lot. So,
courtesy.
You know, wherever else you enjoy that beverage, there's really no way that I have any possible method of controlling that. Isn't there a hello? How are you?
Hello,
good
friends.
Afternoon. Welcome back to Fairfax. Yes, you too.
We're back.
Is that a horn or a police car?
You know, the police love us.
Okay.
Some of the police cars have horns.
More charcoal.
We're the lawman's friend. All right, we're going to go down the line real quickly here, get to know everybody. Don't run away. Hello there. What's your name, sir?
Kelly.
Kelly, did you bring meat?
Yes, I did.
What'd you bring?
Pretty much you name it, I got it.
Really? You got brats? I caught you, huh? Hot dogs?
Hamburgers, steaks, fish, anything you can think of.
Oh, my God.
Really? What, you got a big cooler or something like that?
Big truck.
You have a truck filled with meat?
Refrigerator truck?
Do you work for like a meat company?
Right here.
Let me see. I'll give you a plug.
What's on his hat?
Horizon Foods.
Right.
Well, you rock. Thank you very much.
We'll
get cooking your meat. Now, you look like you have a bag and you're ready to go, and you officially have the best hair of the day.
Thank you.
What's your name, sir?
Rare day. My name's William. Everybody calls me Goat.
Goat, where are you from?
I'm from D.C., Northeast.
And you're rocking the red?
Yeah, I am rocking the red on a regular basis.
Even though it kind of sucks right now to be a Caps fan, but you never know. Stranger things have happened, right?
You're getting me through it right here today. You know?
Okay, what'd you bring to eat?
I hate to follow the last guy with his truck full of meat. I got a pack of hot dogs and buns.
That's cool. That's good.
Very nice.
Very good. Very good. We're excited. Hello, sir. What's
I'm
your name?
Trouble finding. Alan.
Alan, where are you from?
Annandale.
Alan from Annandale. Did you bring meat?
Yes, I did.
Now, see, this is the concept. Okay, really, I have to tell you, this is what I envisioned when I came up with this.
Right.
Just a dude coming down, getting off of work. You went to the store. You bought the package of brats. That's exactly what I'm looking for. I swear to God, that is exactly what I'm looking for today.
And this is why we have four grills, because the cooking of brats is a different, whole different method than cooking a hamburger.
Now, what we're going to do is we're going to let the flame settle down a little bit.
Right.
We got Judah Friedlander from 30 Rock, who's going to be, I hope he wants to come out and barbecue.
I can't imagine on a glorious day like this.
He's bringing pork.
Look at the guy. I swear to God, I hope he wants to come out.
Pork.
You're next, sir. What's your name?
I'm John.
John, where are you from?
I'm from Manassas.
Manassas, and did you bring any meat?
I brought meat in a cup.
Meat in a cup. I don't understand.
Can I say what meat in a cup is?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to point out to you the Manassas sense of humor that I've been dealing with in that effing town for the last 4 years, okay?
The Sacramento
I brought meat
these.
In a cup. What it is, it involves saying something to a disc jockey that is literally uninterpretable, okay? I brought meat in cup, okay?
Do you want to know what that means?
Thanks. Nice talking to you. Interview canceled. All right. Hello. What's your name, sir?
John Sexton.
John? Is that a...
That's a very regal name.
No, you actually look like Dude Walker. Doesn't he look like
really
Dude Walker
does,
a little bit?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And where are you from?
I'm from Ireland, but I live in Manassas.
Oh, from the old sod. Well, how did you get to, what did they lie to you when you landed here and said, go to Manassas?
I drew the short straw.
Very good. How long have you been over here?
8 years.
So have you brought any blood sausage or anything like that? Anything Irish that we can put on the grill?
Perhaps a potato?
Some gravy?
I'll tell you.
All right. These are my bigoted friends over here.
What? A
making
potato
their,
is
making
delicious.
Their, making their Irish jokes, okay? I'm Irish! Come on!
Come on!
A seven-course meal is a six-pack and a potato.
And a potato. There you go. What part of Ireland are you from?
From the north. From North Donegal.
Oh, from the north. Very good. So you give Ireland back to the Irish? All that good stuff?
100%.
Fantastic. Well, welcome. Good to see you. I partied with a guy in, like, Killarney, Ireland one time, and he spoke, like, the real Gaelic.
Right.
And I could not understand a word he was saying.
Pretty thick.
And we were drinking that hard cider called Bulmer's cider. You know the stuff I'm talking about? There is no taste of alcohol in it whatsoever.
Is it apple-based?
By the fourth one, I literally could not understand one word. He was speaking to me like this. Well, you got to have for his wife. He's going to at the airport right here. That's the part. So I've been working over there. So finally, and we're going to go down to the Killarney, Brony Bay. And then by the fourth Bulmers that I had, I swear to God, by the fourth one, I absolutely understood everything he was saying.
Of course you did.
And I was speaking in the exact same accent.
Able to decode.
Hello, sir. What's your name?
Dave Gambale.
Hi, Dave.
How are you?
Gambale.
He's so good to see him.
Dave, you got a bunch of T-shirts
I
there.
Own Freedom Bail Bonding down the street.
Are you a bail bondsman?
I own Freedom Bail Bonding. Yes, sir.
Are you a guy like Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Nah. That guy mostly does it for me because...
The younger guy right over there?
I have a gun on his hip, yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay.
Does the Pope know you have his shoes?
Rob is making fun of your shoes. Go ahead, hit him, please.
No. They look like Pope shoes.
They're Ducati.
What does that mean?
That means they're for motorcycle riding.
These are very nice shoes.
Am I right? Are they for motorcycle riding? Now, I don't think, Matt, I don't, yeah, that's working. Okay. I didn't think I heard him all that well. So you have T-shirts for us?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, very nice.
Bail bonding free T-shirts.
I drive by your establishment every day.
Buzz might need your establishment.
I may want a card.
Good business.
If we ever do get into any kind of, you know, scrape, can we count on
you? You're in jail. What do you want?
Freedom.
There you go.
They will never take
freedom. That's it.
All right, we gotta run back into the studio. We will come back, meet everybody here, tell your friends to come down to 10800 Main Street and bring meat.
Bring meat.
And
Oscar,
women.
Are you getting ready to cook? Now, thank you for coming to our little party. Lanou and Dukes, Chad, I didn't see you. Chad, you tend to like hide.
I'm not as ostentatious as my Bolivian counterpart.
You know, I'm sensing something. You know, you're the gregarious one, like when you go out to a party and he's a little more mellow.
I'm the one that might come in later and shoot to join up.
very true.
But when he gets loaded, is he completely out of control?
Oh, he's a maniac.
Very good. All right, it's going to be fun. But none of that here in the parking lot today.
No.
Am I right about that? Wink, 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 wink. No, I'm kidding.
There.
We will go back inside. Judah Friedlander from 30 Rock is coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. We will be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
That we would have fought in the day, you know.
Oh, no. From Donegal. Donegal's on the right side.
Oh, brother!